Yeah, that's a Blur Country House here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. We're going on a voyage of discovery. Here we go. Are you there?
Hello.
Yes, hey, you are there.
We got there somehow, but here
somebody's
we are.
Somebody's been playing with machines. I don't know what they've been doing. Everything sounds kind of weird in my head.
Even now?
Well, a little bit, but...
a little bit weird in your
could,
head.
Then again, the other side of that is, it could be just my head.
You'd never know.
You'd never know, PJ.
And I can be quite annoying to listen to. So no. Maybe there's that as well.
No, but we had a moment's worry there. We thought we weren't going to hear the dulcet tones of the great PJ Gallagher drifting across the airwaves for a moment.
Tragic that would have been, yeah.
But thankfully, all is well. Happy Tuesday to you folks, 11th of August, almost 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Thanks as always so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's much appreciated. How are you this morning now? I think it's very important that we check in on your health
and
the conditions of your nether areas.
There has been a few flumes of black smoke, but we are yet to await the white smoke. So, not exactly...
Should there be smoke at all?
No, there shouldn't be.
So, you're saying
smoke.
There hasn't been a full resolution?
Hasn't been a full resolution. There has been negotiations have moved to a degree.
Right.
A full resolution is still...
So, we're on the right path, but not quite a breakthrough yet.
Indeed, yeah.
Excellent.
I'd say that sounds like a fair sort of assessment of the situation, yeah.
That's good to know. Morning, folks. Pat the Plaster checking in. I see John Heavey checking in as well. Margaret is there. Derek, the security guard, checking in. Garrett and Limerick as well. Morning to you folks and happy. Somebody wanting to know, can we have a hump day's eve from the Lily White?
A hump day's eve? Tomorrow,
for God's sake now, you're just being ridiculous, Lily White. I'll tell you something.
A hump day's eve?
Just because he's locked in there in Kildare. Although he's not locked in, he's all over the place, isn't he?
Did
we establish what the Lily White does? He's a truckie, is he? Or?
Is he a trucker?
I don't know what he is.
I don't know. I always just sort of... think I know these things. I'd say he is a trucker. I think so.
Right. Leonard in Limerick, morning to you. And Patrick in Skibbereen has been on to say, just to let you know that it has been absolutely scorching for the last 4 days in West Cork. Blue skies, not a cloud to be seen.
Oh, and I'm expecting what would you give for that?
Same today, says Patrick in Skibbereen.
Oh.
I think that's Patrick's attempt to rub our nose in it.
It might be because it was just it's been wet and weird yesterday.
Exactly, yeah. Here it was
off. The jocks. And I think it's going to be more wet, weird, and hot in the jocks today.
Patrick and Skibbereen there is being a bit self-righteous, if you ask me.
Yeah. Bit of a show-off,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, typical, eh?
Skibbereen.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, the Bengals, of course, Manic Monday. Hopefully that's all behind you. Happy Tuesday to you folks. 11th of August. It is 12 and a half minutes past 6 o'clock. We're about to take on the birthdays for this 11th of August, starting with a hero of yours, PJ Gallagher.
Yeah.
Hero of your youth, the one and only Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, oh my God, I was so what I thought Hulk Hogan was. Like, a genuine superhero when I was young enough and stupid enough to buy into the into the madness.
Is he kind of credited with the real explosion of what became WWF and WWE and all that?
Yeah, it was WWF at the time.
Yeah.
And definitely, yeah, WrestleMania 3 was the big one. That was the one that put it on the world stage.
Yeah.
It was him and Andre the Giant having their battle.
He was the most identifiable, wasn't he, in the early days?
He was the king of the world at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the song and everything when he came out. I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. Utter cheesy.
Would you say he's a Trumpite?
I don't know. I mean, he ticks all the boxes. He's in Florida, and you know he's quite traditional.
I was just
going to
say, yeah, you suspect there might be a. It might be a touch of the Trump's awful.
When we were kids, he was always looking at us down the TV. Take your vitamins and pray to God and do all things that are good.
His later life then went a bit haywire. Well, all that business, estranged from his family and everything, isn't he? And there was the whole kind of legal case.
The huge legal case that changed how we all live.
Yeah, that Netflix thing about, to do with Speak? What's it called?
I can't remember what it's called. It essentially, it's his... The tape he made with his when you go into dancing and... he made a tape like that. And it was to fight for that to be... Wasn't it?
I can't remember.
He'd gotten rid of,
I can't remember. I thought there was something about free speech or freedom of the press. I don't know. I can't remember.
Because he took down a website. Was it Cracked or Wired or something like that? He took down a website.
Right, okay.
And it began this huge... What are they called? You know, these wild businessmen, you know, that think there should be no rules at all because they've got so much money. What is it? Libertarian. He's a big libertarian lad. And anyway, he takes on the case and it ends up being a huge world issue. Like, yeah. It's an amazing documentary.
I did attempt to watch it. I think I dozed off, to be fair.
It's very good. But Hulk Hogan, he's the champ, man. Yeah, he was the absolute man. Hitting him and he just shook his head till it wasn't
even
sore anymore.
Even though we ended up making videos with us really dancing and everything.
Yeah, we've looked, do you know what I mean? When you're rich, you forget that people care about videos and winning dancing.
I'd say right, so Hogan knows best. Hulk Hogan is...
He's 67.
Yes!
Is he?
Yes, he is 67.
That'll do. Now look at that. That'll do. Out of the traps.
Now,
well,
speaking of somebody who, I tell you, is kind of like, he could play Hulk Hogan in the future. Although, to be honest with you, when you've already been Thor, I suppose you don't need to be anybody
That's
else.
That's true, yeah, yeah.
Chris Hemsworth celebrating his birthday today. The one in Thor from the Avengers movies. Yeah. Among other things, obviously.
Do you remember he got, wasn't he the one that was like sort of, they said he was fat shamed and all?
Chris Hemsworth,
yeah,
really?
Yeah,
oh my God.
Because isn't there a part of the movie where there's a come, I don't know, I'm not into all that superhero nonsense, but I remember the pictures going around and like, it's like, they shouldn't be fat shaming and body shaming. It's like...
How do you fat shame Chris Hemsworth?
He looked totally normal. He just wasn't ripped.
Oh, you mean sort of post
Thor? He just wasn't ripped.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Like I was there. He's not being fat shamed. There's no fat about him. He's just not ripped to the core. He's a perfectly normal fella.
But to be honest with you, Twitter and the internet in general,
that's stupid,
it is.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous. They'd fat shame anybody.
Well, everybody.
You could show a picture of your hand and somebody would try and attempt to have a go at you.
Every single person on Twitter is insane.
Yeah.
They're insane. They've lost their mind. You go to Twitter and if you like it, if you hang around in it, if you're obviously there just to scream at people.
Yeah.
You're insane. There's something not right in your head. I'm going to say that... Oh, what age is he? He's young, like...
Yeah, because there's the brothers. There's him and the Liam, isn't there? There's Liam Hemsworth and Chris Hemsworth.
I don't know about that now.
Yeah. I don't think Liam has quite made it to the same levels.
Obviously, I've never heard of him.
Yeah.
I'd say he's 33.
Not bad. 37.
Okay.
37. Right, this could be a good one for you. What about Joe Rogan?
Mr. Podcast Man.
Is he
the
officially the biggest podcast in the world?
I think he is, yeah. The biggest of all.
Fancies himself as a comedian. Does stand-up tours and everything.
I know. That's what happens, isn't it? Everyone thinks they can be a comedian.
Any clown could do it.
Actually, the problem with stand-up nowadays is actually anyone thinks they can do it.
Yeah. A clown doing it would be a good thing.
Yeah, you think. At least he's got some stage experience.
At least he knows he's playing for laughs here.
Yeah, he's got a few. Yeah, nowadays a lot of stand-up comedians don't know that they're there for laughs. They think they're there to tell you what they think about world issues.
You're a clown.
No one cares.
I know I'm a clown. That's why I'm doing stand-up.
Yeah, well, why aren't you being funny then? I'm gonna say that.
And of course, martial arts, mixed martial arts thing.
He does all the commentary and all that sort of carry on as well. Yeah. Bit of a know-all. I'd say he's
a bit of a know-all.
Bit of a know-all, yeah. I'd say he's. What age is he? He's a young enough fella. 52.
53!
Ah!
Oh my God, close. Right, what about this lad? You'll know this name and you may just not know what you know this name for. But Steve Wozniak is celebrating his birthday today.
I do know this name.
Mm.
What is he from?
Let's just say he's responsible for you spending so much time not having to talk to other people.
He's the managing director here, is he?
No, he is the co-founder of Apple.
Steve Jobs. That's what it is. I knew the name.
So all of that time you spend with your face stuck in your phone, is down to the likes of Steve Wozniak.
I tell you, phone's so much better without social media on it. Oh my God, it's so much better.
There you go. Happy days.
Yeah, you'd be learning things and all of it now. I wouldn't believe it. Weird. I don't know what to be doing with myself.
And actually, it's a significant birthday for Steve Wozniak.
Oh really?
Yeah. We were clutching at straws a little bit today.
Yeah,
to be honest,
I haven't got a rash as what he looks like. I'd say he's 50.
He's 70.
Ah, yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, he looks well for it. As if I'd know. To be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm going to look at my phone now.
Yeah, I'm going to look at my phone now and forget he ever happened.
Now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim, waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you kindly, John. It's almost 6:33. How are you this morning?
Very well, good morning.
How's the view from inside the lockdown?
Inside the lockdown, yeah. So far, so good. It was a bit grim yesterday with the old weather turning in the afternoon, but you make the best of it, really. So I went in to get the usual, you know, essentials, milk and bread and all that crack yesterday. And 6 o'clock, you kind of think it's pretty busy, but it wasn't. It's very, very quiet. So people are kind of adhering to what the guidelines and being requested.
Look at that. You're all behaving yourself in Kildare.
Yeah. That wasn't the case of the weekend with the sunshine and all that, but maybe Monday.
Isn't it amazing how they have the effect of weather? Anybody can tell you, you know, you don't be going out there and don't be going there. I'll go where I don't like.
When the sun is out, yeah.
Exactly. And then a little bit of rain, and it's like, look, you can go wherever you want to. I'll stay where I am.
You're grand. I don't need any of that.
Yeah, I could do with the lockdown, yeah.
Control of the weather would have made life a lot easier, wouldn't it, during all of that sort of stuff?
Oh, jeepers, yeah. Well, I suppose, you know what I mean. It's going to be great when we're, you know, October is when things get cold and miserable and dark. I mean, the lockdown crap will not happen then.
The flu season, then on top of the already other pandemic.
Looking forward to that, eh, Peter?
It's going to be great, isn't it? I mean, who isn't looking forward to that?
Yeah, the lad in America, Fauci, you know, the CMO there. So he's told us, apparently, you keep wearing the masks even after this thing goes, which, of course, there's no end in sight to this thing. Yeah. It could go on for years. But even if it, you know, subsides or whatever, still wear your mask. Keep wearing masks. That's the main thing. Forever. Keep wearing masks.
Yeah.
Keep just offsetting all those things.
Maybe he just doesn't like other people's faces.
In fairness, I think that's a good idea. I'm with him completely on that.
Yeah. You know, BJ is a lover of the mask.
I love the mask.
Nothing to do with, like, pandemics or anything. He just loves the anonymity that comes.
I can understand
He'd wear a full balaclava if he was allowed.
I know,
a ski mask.
Makes going into lodge something in the bank a bit difficult. But yeah, I would.
Yeah, soft sell. 80s classic, Tainted Love, and The Boss. Just ahead of that, Dancing in the Dark, especially for Margaret and for Moy, of course. She loves a bit of The Boss in the morning.
Yes,
loves getting a bit of The Boss in the morning.
Loves
sets
it.
Sets her up for the day.
And let's be honest, he doesn't do it short ones.
No.
Everything, it's always a... It's
and
always
The Boss does it.
4.5 minute job at least.
Absolutely. It lasts. Because you've been there. You've experienced it.
I mean, he's amazing. He is. But I will never not say it. Mm. He goes on a bit. Like 3.5 hours too much of anybody.
It's called value.
No, value is 2.5 hours. Honestly, it is.
Milking it is 3.5.
3.5 hours is... This is a rehearsal now.
Right, here's a couple of bits and pieces for you. By the way, thank you so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for letting us hang out with you during your day. 087-188-0008, all of the WhatsApps. Couple of them in. Paul the Trucker's been on to say Steve Wozniak, okay, whose birthday it was today.
Yeah.
Steve Wozniak apparently is on Celebrity Gogglebox at the moment. And he looks a bit like Rickley Tomlinson, a.k.a. Jim Royle from the...
Rickley Tomlinson!
Well, that was the way I said it.
Rickley Tomlinson, that's a brilliant way of saying it.
Ricky Tomlinson, who we met, of course,
what
in here.
What a sell man he was.
Complete in his vest and everything.
Brilliant fella, wasn't he?
I know, absolutely.
He was unbelievably good, cool lad.
Dead sound. And actually, to be honest with you, now that I think about it, of a similar age...
We
said Steve Wozniak is 70, didn't we? And Ricky Tomlinson is no spring chicken.
Ah, no, he's...
Even older, maybe.
I think he is. I think he is in his 80s, is he?
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for that, Paul. Also, here's a couple of interesting ones, right? Peter was on to say that Chris Hemsworth, his birthday today.
Yeah.
Okay. Hulk Hogan, his birthday today.
Yeah.
Chris Hemsworth is making... The life story of Hulk Hogan.
Mad, isn't it?
He's going to play him.
Chris Hemsworth, I was just talking to John about it, and John was going, imagine he's at that. That just shows, he says, how much money Netflix has that a man in the peak of his career who could take any role ever was says, you're going to be Hulk Hogan. He goes, no, I'm not. 50 million quid says he will. Okay, I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what
I think? I think he'll make a great Hulk Hogan.
He'll be brilliant. Sure, he looks like Thor is like a young Hulk Hogan anyway.
That's what I'm saying. And with the blonde hair and everything and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be absolutely deadly. So he is.
I'm looking forward to that. Apparently, it's on the Looper movie website.
Loopers?
Looper, it's what it's called, according to Peter. The Looper movie site.
I didn't think anyone called anyone a looper outside of Ireland. I thought that was a uniquely Irish thing. Go on, you looper.
And apparently Hulk Hogan, you know the way we're wondering whether he was a Trumpite or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, according to John, it is John Heavey, isn't it? Yeah, it is. He got sacked from WWE for racism.
He did, yeah. He said he was, and I was only saying he defended himself so badly, so he did. because he didn't realise at the time that we didn't say the word at all anymore. You have to say N-word now.
Oh, right.
And he defended himself by saying...
the word.
No, yeah, look, all my friends, we grew up, we used to say to each other, hey, man, you're my...
Yeah.
And they... And, of course, that went down almost worse than what happened initially the first time. So he defended himself quite badly. But he just did... look, he's a thing of the past, like, sort of.
Man of his era, I suppose, yeah. By the way, the other thing is, you know the way just before headlines, right? Now, actually, you can check this out. Magic Mike has put this up. It's up there at the moment on our Facebook page and on our Twitter feed as well. And you can have a look at it yourself, because there was a little, just by coincidence, there's a story during the rounds. We played, just before headlines, we played Michael Jackson, Wannabe Starting Something. And there's a little story of a picture that's gone viral, right? It's gone huge. Of this, what set out to be just this girl taking a selfie.
Yeah.
But oh my God. It's the spitting image.
I wonder, did she know? Like, she is the spitting image of Michael Jackson. To the point that Michael Jackson has definitely had some sort of interference with her family bloodline at some level. It's unreal. Look at her.
Yeah, check it out on, as I say, Magic Mike's put it up on our Twitter feed and on the Facebook page as well, so you can have a look for yourself. But
Lauren Elizabeth is her name. She's a college student from Manchester, and she took a picture on, I'll put it up on Twitter. But
she didn't start to say, who do I look like?
Well,
or...
no, but she did write, blame it on the boogie.
Ah.
She wrote, blame it on herself. She knows that she has that look. And people just were, blame what in the buggy? Oh my God, it's him.
Yeah.
He's reincarnated.
It's uncanny, isn't it?
It's absolutely. She's only 17, and she looks like a middle-aged Michael Jackson. It's the strangest thing I've ever seen.
She looks like a Michael Jackson kind of post his interfering with his face and everything.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
And she's had it through her past. He says, my reaction to people saying this was always positive. I saw the funny side. I'm not one to ever be offended by something someone said online about me, really. Yeah, well, that's because it's positive, isn't it? You don't get upset or
give
offended.
It time. Give
yeah,
it time.
By positivity. Now that it's gone mega, mega viral, trust me, trolls are coming. Trolls are coming. But it's unreal how much she looks like. Like, it's unreal.
Mm.
It looks like Michael Jackson.
It's like, literally, it's like this girl's resemblance to Michael Jackson is almost as good as PJ's resemblance to Louis Walsh.
Oh.
It's that, isn't it, Michael? It's that good, isn't it? It's kind of...
Tis, yeah. It's not as good.
Not as good, but almost on that level.
Yeah.
Almost on that level. Looking
Do
at...
Do you know, by the way, since you two have said this, right... the amount of people on the street who have said, how are you, Louie? And have said, any new bands in the works and all that sort of crack has been coming up. Like, it's just, it's like, there's
I'd say if it wasn't
the people
for the,
who are listening, if, are really listening.
If it wasn't for the restrictions because of the old no repeat thing, the old brother Louie would be getting banged out left, right and centre.
My God.
Left, right and centre I'd be getting every morning. Especially for you.
I was in, where was I? I was getting me turkey burgers during the week, and the fellas there going, sorry to hear the bad news there. I said, what? And he goes, you know, you being a culture, you know. I was there, oh God. This is, I was like, why did I, of all the people to tell, of the fact that I looked at this and thought, this would be great fun in the show, and I once again didn't think for the next 12 years of my life, it's going to be echoing around the shops and whatever.
Come here, the other thing is, do you do a Louis Walsh impersonation? You know the way you have you're the man of a thousand voices.
I did, you know
None
what
of
I mean?
Them particularly close to the voices they were meant to be, but that's not the point. You're a man of a thousand voices.
It's an extraordinary slight on my abilities.
Do you do a Louis Walsh at all?
I can't do Louis Walsh.
Oh my God, because that would be the perfect package to look...
I know.
That much like him and do his...
Damien does a great Louis Walsh.
Do you do a Louis, do you?
PJ, you're going to be a star.
Yeah, but do you do Louis Walsh, though? Does he do Louis Walsh at all? I don't know what that was.
I think he just had a... PJ, you're going to be a star.
Jim, you're never going to be a star. You're never going
to
make it.
Well, that's, to be honest with you, Louis actually said that to me. That sounded familiar. That was almost like deja vu.
Yeah, I don't
know. Sorry, no,
can
I don't
we, can we get, can we drag out some Louis clips?
I could try actually get Louis on the phone. That would be better.
There is that. Yeah, we could try and get Louis on the phone.
Yeah.
Mike, I'm busy. I'm going to Elton John's birthday.
That's what he actually said to me one time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? The amount when you're like... stop it, Michael. I'm in the middle of the christening of Chris Hemsworth elephant.
Right, we'll have to do that. We'll try for Louis. Failing that, we might get a few clips, Michael, yeah? And we'll do a comparison. We'll see if PJ can master it.
Yeah,
and then,
for sure.
We could make a few quid out of him. We could farm him out, and stuff.
Yeah.
I like it. It's going well.
What a that's the career I always dreamed of. Is a little
we'll hawk you around the pubs. Oh no, they're closed. We'll hawk you around somewhere in Mayo anyway.
Oh God, yeah. That's
hearing Louis Walsh lookalike,
and then they look like everybody else in all the pub. What's so special about that?
Yeah, Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up here at Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim, just 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. 087-188-0008 as always if you need to give us a shout. Of course, Hitbit on the way this hour. We'll tell you more about that a bit later on. In the meantime, apparently, well, I suppose actually, speaking of the Hitbit, it's a kind of a regular on the show. It always happens in the same place at the same time. And likewise with the breakfast table quiz, always at the same time in the same place. It's kind of a habit, really, isn't it?
It is a habit, yeah. We like that. Apparently, we like that.
It's a good thing.
In fact, yeah, we like knowing what to expect and when to expect it and all that sort of carry on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think the element of surprise every single day would be a little bit much for almost anybody to take.
Well, you see, we say that, though, don't we? See, we say, oh, I'd like something different and, you know, do the same thing over and over.
Yeah, but that's...
And then you get it and you're like, oh, I don't like that now.
Oh,
I don't know what to expect.
Yeah, don't you get bored with the same thing? And then you go into your supermarket and they've moved the bananas. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, for God's sake, the bananas were always in the corner.
What was wrong with the last place they were?
I mean, why? Imagine putting the fruit next to the tinned foods. It's ridiculous. So I think this is fair to say, they've done a study and 8 in 10 adults, they say, are creatures of habit. I'm absolutely going out in the wing and saying 10 out of 10 adults are creatures of habit. Eating an identical breakfast every single day, yes, I'm guilty.
Right.
Every day I have me porridge. Unlike there might be the rare Sunday now, I'd say.
Yeah.
Will we go
weekends,
mad?
You'd have a little bit of a...
And actually, do you know something? I wouldn't, because here's what I do. I wake up and I have me porridge. And then I go, right, what I'll have for breakfast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if I'm meeting someone that day, I'll just have a late breakfast, which so it's not really a breakfast. It's it's just food at around...
Brunch.
Food at around 12 o'clock, yeah. You know, with eggs and sausages
so
and
rations. So you just have a second breakfast is what you're saying.
Second breakfast, yeah. So I have the same breakfast every day. Sticking to the same style of clothing.
Yeah, that's a big one for a lot of people.
But you have to, because that's things.
Because what happens is you decide, I'm going to start wearing something, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to start dressing better.
Yeah, I'm going.
And then the first time you wear something, everybody goes, look at the state of you.
Jim comes in with his top hat, wondering if anybody's going to not notice it. Brother, Jim! What are you doing with the top hat and spats?
And God,
I can't even change my clothing style now. Somebody's saying something.
And that's what happens, and then you never wear it again.
You
take so much stick for it.
Yeah, yeah, it's too much anxiety involved.
I paid good money for that top hat.
I know, and there it is, collecting dust. You have it now. It's a pen holder or something now. Like, yeah, you know what I mean?
I'll put rabbit's helmet.
There's too much stress involved in changing your style of clothes.
Yeah,
definitely.
That's a biggie one now. That's something... That doesn't happen by accident.
No,
changing your style.
Of and you can't do it all
evolves,
at once.
It evolves, maybe.
It's an evolution thing. Yeah. You look back at yourself 10 years ago and you go, "Jeez, what was I thinking?"
Yeah. Or unless you get to that stage where somebody turns around and goes, "Are you not a bit old for that now?"
I beg your pardon. Which rude, rude. They're going, yeah. So what if I'm just wearing... What do you mean? I'm 52 and I'm wearing a pair of denim shorts tight. And you're telling me I'm too old for them. Who are you?
How dare you?
Yeah, just because I like wearing crop tops in my 70s. Mind your own business. And also they say using the same mug. And I think nearly everybody in the world has a favourite mug.
Yeah.
I know I do. What is your favourite mug? Can you describe your favourite mug?
At home I have a Batman mug.
Yeah, is it?
I have a Batman mug. That's kind of my favourite, I think. And I have a Godfather one as well. As in, you know, the movie, The Godfather.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I tend to drink out of those. That one.
Movie
those
mugs.
Those two. And do I have a third one? Those two definitely. I'm trying to think, is there another one? And then when I come in here, you know the way we have a selection of mugs, a lot of which feature our stupid faces.
Faces are all over them, yeah.
But for some reason, I think I go for this one. Maybe it's just because it's the most modern one.
Yeah, I know what you mean, the newest
one. And the chances
one.
Are it's probably the cleanest and least chance of having been infected by other people who, you know, use these premises.
Indeed. Yeah, I think I know what you're saying. I'm not too fussy with the mugs in here because they're all more or less the same.
Yeah.
They're all versions of our heads, you know.
Exactly.
But at home,
and you're never going to feel comfortable about that.
Me Bob Marley Bohemians mug is my favourite in the house, no doubt about it. And you know the way, they're all the same, really. But I open the press and if it's not there, I go, oh, for God's sake.
Actually, Dave in Cork is just wondering, how can you have a favourite? You only have one mug, don't you?
I thought no, your whole I deal had, was... No, I have. I always had loads of mugs. I have one plate with me, one knife, me one fork, and all of that.
So why do? How come mugs get to be kind of like plentiful?
Because you get given them as presents all the time. So I get.
Actually,
I've mugs
that's
from,
true.
I've mugs from here. I've mugs from a certain other, you know, inferior radio stations that are very close to us. I've mugs from there. I have mugs like when I do other shows, I end up with mugs. I got sent me mug here. Remember when my dog died? And
yeah.
And
actually, yeah. Now that you mention it, I'll, like yeah, because that Batman one and the Godfather one. And stuff like that. They are their presents as well.
Yeah, you see, you get loads of mugs. And being Bo's mug was free.
Yeah.
You just seem to accumulate mugs. No one ever gives you a plate. You know what I mean? You never get. We're never going to send you a Classic Hits plate or anything.
That's actually, there's an idea now. Break with the norm. Get your yeah. hands on the exclusive BJ and Jim saucer.
Yeah, or the full China set. BJ and Jim China set. We also like to sit in the same spot on the couch. That's a big thing.
Yeah,
we don't like to order different drinks if we're on a night out. We don't like to order different food when we're getting a takeaway.
Yeah.
I
it's all
tick
true.
All these boxes. Like, yeah. All of these boxes I tick. And there's nothing worse than when you do venture out. You know, when you're getting a takeaway and you go, do you know something? Instead of a number 39 chicken fries rice with curry, so I'm going to go for a Kung Po.
Yeah.
What's a Kung Po? Who cares? Devil may
and
care.
And then you don't like
And then you get and you're like...
But that's the thing about eating out. You're afraid that if you go a bit astray,
yeah,
that it'll all. Oh God! And I was so looking forward to it, and then I didn't like it.
And you get used to it. Sometimes, you know the way. Sometimes the Chinese or the meal, it's the best part of the whole week. And if you're looking forward to it all week,
yeah.
And then if you realise if you get that wrong, yeah, you have to go 14 days before you're looking forward to something. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because if you've missed a week, you're going, oh my God! And then you get sort of, you know, you get married and all, and then you start thinking. Do you want to go up and have some mummy and daddy time? Like, well, are we going to miss the Chinese? Because honestly, I've been looking forward to that since like Monday. And if we miss that, I'll be raging. Whereas if we go upstairs and it's only all right and we're both, you know,
yeah,
accidentally fall asleep, I'll be raging then. I'll be eating crackers in the middle of the night.
Absolutely. Somebody says, my dad once broke my favourite mug. I loved that mug so much that when I came home and they had to tell me, I first thought that somebody had died in the house. They were so serious about it.
Oh my God.
I was devastated.
Imagine, I need to sit you down. We need to have a serious chat.
That's Kira.
That's amazing, isn't it?
But I well believe all of that. And like, same side of the bed, couples will know.
Same side of the bed is
that's
there,
a
yeah?
Huge.
In the top 10. Oh, yeah. And the same side of not just your bed, but the same side of every bed.
Yeah, even when you go to a hotel room.
You know, yeah, you say, oh, okay, if this was in my room, what side would be touching off the door?
Yeah, and then it makes you feel uncomfortable because you think, well, at home I sleep on the right side of the bed and that's beside the door. But in this hotel room, the right side of the bed is beside the window.
My
God. I'm in a dilemma
here. I'm going to have to sleep sideways along it now.
I'm going to have to move this bed.
Yeah,
Call reception.
It's not the right direction. I don't like it. You have to start lying and saying it's about religious reasons and all that.
That is mad, isn't it? I agree with you. I think it's a 10 out of 10.
Buying the same brand of toilet roll is the thing. Shopping at the same supermarket. Wearing the same clothes. Yeah, not just changing the style. Like,
yeah.
Wearing the same clothes. I'm like that.
As in,
I've six pairs of jeans and there's only two I'll ever wear. Wash one, wear one. The other one's just decoration in the house. Just decoration in the house. Have your same bedtime routine. Style your hair the same way. It's all. I think this is everybody.
Yeah,
this is not 8 out of 10.
We
and
should
if it is 8 out of 10. I hope I never meet the other two people who are completely unpredictable.
Can we find those two then? Let's put it out there, right? 087-188-0008. If you feel that you are not a creature habit, because as far as we're concerned,
everybody.
One of these things applies to every person I've ever known. So if you think you're different, or you know somebody who is not, definitely not a creature of habit. 087-188-0008. I'm with you. I think it has to be more 10 than 8.
It has to be more 10. Like, how would you live your life being the other way? Literally waking up and not knowing what you were going to do. Or some haphazard, maybe I'll sleep on the floor next to the bed, lunatic.
Imagine all the stuff you'd have to buy if you were kind of like, well, I don't know what I'm going to want for breakfast in the morning.
Yeah.
So you better make sure everything's there.
Where's the bread? I sent you for bread. Yes, but this top hat was so much more alluring. What are you talking about?
Sheryl Crow, All I Want to Do here at Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. 21 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday. It doesn't look as though anybody is... Eddie from Blanchardstown is claiming to be a rebel because he says he buys different toilet rolls.
Well,
sorry,
that,
it's oh, beg your pardon, disturbing. It's Edith. Edith from Blanchardstown. But different toilet rolls.
Different toilet rolls. Mm. Just haphazardly goes in and grabs some sort of selection of toilet rolls.
Absolutely.
That's anarchy. That's and absolute anarchy. And imagine.
Apart from that, right, everybody else, see, all they seem to be doing is sending us pictures of their favourite mugs for some reason.
You see, because we
even Collie sent in one from the Irish Coast Guard.
You see, this is it. We get passionate about the little things in life. It's
creatures
a little
of
thing,
habit.
Seeing the same things going into the same presses and all of that.
Also, by the way, a couple of people, you know, you were talking about your favourite mugs and all that sort of carry on.
Yeah.
A few people were wondering why your mayo mug isn't your favourite mug. Now do you have a mayo mug, which is proudly displayed.
That's never even getting into the house. That's purely staying here as a symbol of slaggardly
harsh.
That was given to me.
I can't believe that.
For those that didn't see it.
A lot of effort went into that.
No effort went into it. He said he was just browsing and he saw some cup thing.
Some effort went into it.
Almost no effort. He uploaded 4 pictures and sent off like a €3 or something like
but
that.
You did say almost.
Almost, yeah. Okay, I'll give you almost.
Imagine
some effort.
Went to the trouble of putting it up for everybody to view.
I know,
you
yeah.
and your mayo jersey now emblazoned on a mug.
I know, because God forbid Magic Mike would miss a moment.
On that very subject, we were talking about PJ's resemblance to what's his name, Louis Walsh earlier on.
Yeah.
And we haven't managed to get the bell Louis himself on, but have you mastered the accent? Are you going
I can't
to,
do it.
What about if I give you, like, if this?
Louis, yes or no?
Absolutely 100% rubbish.
Right, do you want to just try that?
Absolutely 100% rubbish.
Absolutely 100% rubbish.
What are you thinking, Michael?
That's not too bad, actually.
Not too bad. Let me just see if there's anything else there. Hang on a second.
She's got a really bad attitude.
I don't think she will ever
be a star in the music business.
Right.
Nice she's got a really bad attitude.
She will never
be a star in the music business.
She's got a really bad attitude. She will never... Oh, my God, I'm just turning into... I just turned into the... You know, it's that stereotypical 1970s gay man accent is all I'm doing. That's right. Terrible. That's not what I meant to do at all.
We'll give you more time to work on it.
She's got a very bad attitude.
I expect you to have it nailed. Somebody's saying it's about as good as your Ronan. I don't know if that's meant
that
to be
good.
A compliment.
It's not that good.
Take that and Lulu. Relight My Fire. Here are classic hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that on this Tuesday 11th of August, almost 23 minutes to 8 o'clock, hit bit on the way. Final call to get involved if you can convince Magic Mike to let you on to play. It's big, big cash at this stage. 087-188-0008. And in the meantime, we were talking there about people being creatures of habit. One of the big things was your fashion sense.
Yeah.
Doesn't really change. You tend to kind of, you know what
yeah,
you like.
Yeah, you stick to what you know. You know what I mean? You play safe and all of that sort of stuff. And then you're always afraid of making the faux pas, the fashion faux pas, where you kind of, you get ignored. And like, hopefully, when you know, I'm on the fashion level where hopefully I'm wearing it to the point I can be ignored.
Yeah.
The scary thing is if you stand out, like that, you come in one day and you're like, I thought this shirt with no buttons and a bare chest would look amazingly dashing in the office.
Oh, it's weird, isn't it, how you can sometimes notice on people, even if it's just a different colour.
Yeah.
It's like the person who'll always wear, I don't know, black, I suppose, is a normal one for a lot of people. They'll always be in black clothes.
In black, and that's it.
And then they come in and they're wearing a bright yellow shirt and it's like, what in the name of God is going on here?
Somebody's meeting a little bit of somebody later or something.
Yeah, I know.
Or somebody comes in, not even dressed up, but it's like, and they'll just take stick for it, like as in,
but that's with lads,
court appearances, or
yeah, that's with lads anyway. Yeah, yeah.
God,
yeah, someone's either dead or someone's in trouble. What? Oh, is that else starting to carry on? But now they're saying, don't be so scared of mixing things up. So GQ magazine have stepped in, and they reckon there's a lot of fashion myths out there, stuff we've been afraid to do,
right?
Because you hear, you know, you always hear these things like you know, the old white socks and all that sort of crack. And they're saying, no, break down the boundaries. Like, you can do a lot of things you don't think. There was always the rule that you should never, ever wear shorts into the office. And apparently, no, that is completely gone now. You're all right, they say. The fashion gurus are telling us, yeah, like, they would have upheld that rule quite recently. They would have been like, you know that. But the world is getting warmer.
Right.
The summers are getting a little bit hotter. You can now buy smart shorts that don't look too bad with a polo shirt and a decent pair of...
Smart shorts?
Yeah, a decent pair of football... A decent pair of footballs on your feet.
It needs a bit of football on your feet.
That would be an amazing office to be in.
Wouldn't it?
I see PJ is sporting the old footballs on his feet this morning.
Yeah, Jim, go in there and have a word with him. Let's have a word with him, Jim, will you? There's two footballs sellotaped to his feet. He thinks he looks the business. What they say is that you can do that now. They're saying, look, you can actually look smart, wear shorts. There should be perfectly good office wear. And that there's no real thing. They do say, however, though, if your boss wouldn't do it, you shouldn't do it. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so,
Lord.
For instance, Andy Bad News doesn't do it. We do it all the time. Therefore, we are still in faux pas, Jim.
Yeah.
We are still in the faux pas land. Then they said, then it was the old thing of you could never mix your gold jewellery and silver jewellery. Oh, my God, so tacky. I mean, he's just wearing everything he has. It's outrageous, the state of
a walking jewellery box.
Sovereign rings and his silver tissue. You know, all this sort of crack, this all that snobbery
and
that goes on.
And that's gone now, is it?
And they say that's gone too. They're saying, look, don't be worrying about whether it's silver or whether it's gold. Instead, you just have to focus on whether they're nice pieces. So yeah. It has to be, it's not about what colour it is. It's about whether it's a decent or an actual good and elegant piece of jewellery is
that
what matters.
That it's not basically a piece of stone that you wrapped in tin foil.
Yeah. Or you know, one of those big rings, like a silver ring with four letters on it that goes the whole hand, and then you match it with like a with a big gold chain.
Yeah.
You know,
and a giant clock hanging around your
head. They're like, I think you're overdoing it here. You know what I mean? I think you're overdoing it. Also, the White Sox thing. I shouldn't have said it too early, because that is actually a thing. They're saying in recent years the White Sox has come full circle. So White Sox used to always be here. What are you going with the old boys? And the white howling sock, you and I remember. Do you remember them?
Oh, only too well, buddy.
They were so bushy you couldn't get your runner on over them. Remember them things?
Very much so.
And they're saying them.
That was back in the day when the only colour sock you had was white howling.
White or black howling came along after. Do you remember those, yo? And people, and if you had the black toweling socks, people would be going, how hairy your man's legs are over there. They're saying the White Sock then.
Is it in or out?
It's in. It got around. It snuck back in, though, unlike the others. There was a sort of process of, evolution to it. So it was awful. And then it sort of became sort of acceptable to have a small white sock when you're in training gear. Your workout gear. And to the point now that they say in a lot of places, you know, some of the most fashionable people, they say they consider them the greatest sock choice of all.
Wow.
All of a sudden. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Also, brown is no longer like the absolutely the worst thing you can wear. Remember brown? Oh my God. Traffic wardens and teachers. And back and teachers wearing them.
I had the odd bit of brown in my day.
Did you? Yeah. Oh my God. Did you really?
I'm afraid I probably did.
What brown would you have worn?
I don't know. I'm sure I would have had a brown jumper.
Yeah. I don't mind a brown jumper. Do you remember, though, there was a thing years ago that if you wore a blue suit with brown shoes, you were considered completely... This was like, you know, oh my God, look at your man.
That's very recent, wasn't it? That whole kind of thing about the gang who... some football team appeared on the television and they all had their sort of navy and blue suits and they were all in the brown brogues.
Really? I remember...
Wasn't that something quite recent? Yeah.
I had to do a corporate gig once, right, for a quite a famous...
And is that considered in or
automobile company, right? Mm. And your man says... look at those, they're not all fashionable, so they'll be turning, some of them will be wearing the brown shoes, he goes. And I didn't like them, so I went and bought a pair of brown shoes for the gig that day. What a little petty little tosser I was. The brown and blue suits, it's all right now.
It's okay.
Yeah, you can go
that way.
I didn't
realise it wasn't okay ever before.
I also never knew that your shoes should never match your belt. Did you ever hear that one before?
Should never.
No, apparently that was an old fashioned faux pas.
Wow.
If you have brown shoes and a brown belt, now you're in. You're cool now. You just waited so long, it became cool. That's all right, Jim.
Hit pit.
The hit pit is worth 1,560 quid, isn't it?
Very good. We're relying on you, I hope it is, isn't it?
Well, I was relying on myself too until I broke my computer.
Well done.
Which I think is just about to give me the information I need, and it is. There it is. So 1,560 quid on the classic hit pit this morning.
I was poised to bring Magic Mike in there.
Yeah, no, I just... That.
It was like, literally, we were on tenterhooks, Willie.
It was grand. I lost the ability to scroll with a quick restart. And here we are again. here it is. Here's what it sounds like. And Laura Murphy is going to go first this morning. Hiya, Laura.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great, Laura. How are you?
Not too bad.
What's your story today? Work, rest or play for you?
I'm off today.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, good stuff, yeah. Then, any plans? You're going to do anything with it?
I was going to go to the beach, but the weather's not too good.
Oh, right, yeah.
Although it'll be kind of, yeah, it might be a bit overcast. It'll certainly be warm enough, but it might be a bit overcast. Whereabouts are you in the world, by the way?
I live in Galway.
Galway. All right, very good. Yeah. Maybe you'll get better than we will up here. Who knows?
I don't know. Is it looking like a sort of a damp hell week, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. It's not looking great now. It's supposed to have snow.
Yeah, I think it's just sort of overcast.
Oh, thanks very much for that, PJ.
No problem. I love spreading a bit of bad news when I get a chance. You know what I mean? Laura, let's try and give you some good news. £1,560. What do you think?
I think it's Phil Lynott's Old Town.
Oh, what a chill. What song. We played it earlier on, actually. Great song.
Imagine the party you'd have this evening now, Laura, if you won this. I know, you'd be dancing in the moonlight. You'd be doing all sorts of things. It's wrong, unfortunately, sorry.
Sorry about that, Laura, but have a good day off.
Cheers, Laura, bye. Take care.
Right, so it's Brian Baker who's waiting. Hiya, Brian.
Hey, how are we doing?
I just called you Brian by accident, sorry.
Brian Baker, I tell you something. I've suddenly got high hopes for you, Brian, I can tell you.
What's the crack, Brian?
All good, yeah.
What's your plans for the day ahead?
Well, I'm in work. I've been in work for the last hour or so, and just getting on with it, you know?
Yeah. You're allowed to tell us what you do?
Yeah, well, I'm a chef in a government building in town.
A chef?
Oh.
Some of our most favourite people are chefs.
I'm telling you, a guy who cooks for people in the government called Brain Baker. the plot thickens.
He literally bakes thickens. Brains.
Yeah, I'm telling
it's
you.
Incredible. This man is so talented.
We'd love to give you a few quid, Brian, this morning. £1,560, what do you think?
I think it's the Eurythmics Thorn in My Side.
Oh, right.
One I haven't heard in a while, I have to say.
Brian Baker, unfortunately you are wrong, which means it rolls on till tomorrow. Because he bakes rolls.
Alright, listen,
thanks, lad. You couldn't get out of there quick enough after your joke.
You'd be better off going back to the government buildings, Brian, I tell you, that's the only way forward.
Take care, man. Cheers,
see you, Brian,
cheers.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Right.
Really, really. Rolls was the best you could manage.
Oh, he makes rolls for the government.
I know. I'm still disappointed that I didn't get it. Like, what's wrong with me this last week?
What's wrong with you this last few years?
Even a better question. The bigger picture.
Right, it does roll on, funnily enough, until Niall Boylan takes it up sometime between 12 and 2 this afternoon. He'll give you another shot at winning the cash. £1,560, is that what we said it
is? Yeah, £1,560.
Up for grabs. ClassicHits.ie, as always, to check out all the previous guesses and listen to it as often as you like before you play. With us on the other side of 8 o'clock, do bear in mind we're going to give you the song. We're going to reveal the song that could get you the chance to win that great escape to Malta. That's on the way. Just after 8 o'clock, so listen out for that. And of course, the Breakfast Table Quiz, good score yesterday.
Breakfast Table Quiz, what was it we were on? 12. 11. So 12 or more is what we need if you're going to get into the lead yourself.
Sweet Dreams from the Eurythmics here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 12 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks, 087-188-0008. Breakfast Table Quiz still to come. We've got 11 to beat on that. And of course, remember, after 9 o'clock this morning, chance for a fantastic break with Clayton Hotels. Again, we'll give you more details later on. And Magic Mike has another little tease up his sleeve for you to have a go at after 9. So stick with us for that. But in the meantime, if you're starting to feel like you're slowing down a bit, age is catching up.
Do you ever look at yourself in the mirror and think to yourself, who is that old fart? Who is that old fart looking
what
back at me?
Is that? And what? Who replaced the youthful, energetic, dynamic individual of my youth?
The person I identify with in my head does not look anything like that old fart in the nude looking back at me now in the mirror, I can tell you that much. And then you sort of get, I suppose you can start thinking to yourself, sure, the best days are behind me now. Yeah. Oh, those days, those wonderful days were behind me. And
the worst is, I've more behind me than I have in front of me.
Yeah. I know, yeah. Especially when you realise you're half dead. I only realised it the other day, I'm half dead. Best case scenario, by the way, I'm half dead. You know what I mean? Like, that's presuming I don't die of an accident, like, later on or anything, you
know? Yeah, or you don't do something to push Mike over the edge.
Yeah, and he just goes... He goes
postal on you.
Postal. I've had enough of your nonsense, sir! But, like, it just that's it. And you start thinking, is that depressing? Well, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be depressing. People seem to get happier as they get older. And it's been proven yet again. The top benefits, they say, of being over 65... And that's the thing too. Everything becomes the new 40.
Remember 50 was the new 40, then it was 60. Now they're saying 65 is where you sort of start to reach like a peak sort of appreciation of your life.
Really?
Stage, yeah.
65?
65.
I'm surprised by that.
It's when you get to that place there where you're feeling that you can speak your mind more freely and not really care if you're upsetting people. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh my God.
I'm nearly there. I'm nearly there.
You've been doing that for about 20 years.
True enough, yeah, true enough. It's just people are getting very sensitive. So, seemingly, you have an almost endless supply of spare time. You know, okay, you haven't got as much life to live as you did 40 years earlier.
I think that's probably the one thing that I'd be looking forward to most.
It's just having all the spare time.
Kind of, you know, nothing to do and loads of time to do it.
I love that. You know when you say to people, even you're saying, I want to retire and I'd love to sort of, I'm looking forward to just not having to get up. And they go, how the hell would you feel your day? You leave that to me.
Exactly.
Like, you leave that to me. You worry about how I cannot fill me day and I'll worry about what I'm going to do with it. Trust me, it's never been a problem.
Exactly.
It's never been
people,
a problem.
When people try and tell you, you'd be bored. You'd be bored. You get fed up. You don't. Wait a second.
I've never been bored in my life. Like, in my life, I have never been bored. So why would I suddenly start being bored when I'm retired?
I have to say, I look forward to the idea of waking up and going, and literally having a choice of what to do. As in, you know, no, not like having nothing you have to do. You could choose to do something. Choose to go to a place. Choose to do whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then choose to do the wrong things at the same time.
Correct.
What are you going to do? I'm going to get really drunk and do weights all day. Completely contradict yourself. Oh my gosh, God,
from a health and safety point of view, we feel obliged to point out that you should never get drunk and do weights all day.
Don't judge me, I'm a pensioner. Do whatever I want.
So anyway, we have something to look forward to.
Yeah, a poll of 2,000 adults aged 65 and over said that
one of the things that unfortunately does go downhill as you get older is the ability to read.
Yes. Half of these people have found that having grandchildren is the best blessing to be found in later years. Now, I wouldn't be into that now, I'll be honest. You know, there's always a downside to everything, you know.
Yeah, especially I could leave that well enough alone.
Haven't seen Grandad in a while. Why do you think that is? Why do you think he hasn't contacted you? Leave Grandad alone. Grandad has stuff to be doing. You know, Grandad is having a pint and doing his weights. Leave Grandad alone. Don't be annoying, Grandad.
Is Grandad really in Wildest Borneo? Where did you hear that? Well, that's what he said. He said he couldn't be in touch and he wouldn't be here for Christmas or my birthday or anything because he had to go to Wildest Borneo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe, did he say that? Yeah. Let me call Grandad. If you don't want to see them, just tell me you don't want to see them. Beyond them phone calls in the background. God's sake, telling them stupid things like you're in Borneo. a further 35%. Love not feeling tied down for any reason because you do, like you said, you have the freedom in your day. And enjoy being able to spend their hard-earned cash on themselves, finally guilt-free because they are not going, what'll I do when I'm older?
Yeah.
You are older.
Yeah.
So you get to enjoy the few quid you have. Mind you, from experience, the people I know in their 60s, when they say, I'm going to spend a few quid on myself now, it's not what people in their 30s mean. It's like, I'm going to get that car. It's like, I'm going to spend a few quid on myself now.
Hip I was looking for.
And I'm going to get a lovely bag of chips. And I'm going to sit down now and enjoy every single one of them.
Yeah, yeah. With a bit of bread and butter.
Oh, it's going to be lovely. I've been looking forward to it since I was 51. And now it's going to happen today. And that also ties into enjoying the smaller, the simple things in life.
Yeah.
You start to really appreciate the simple things in life.
We did the after show for last week, and it was about that. It was the little things.
Yeah, it's all the little things. Things that you take for granted all the time.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Isn't it so good the way I haven't heard from my grandkids? Oh, what a nice day. And you know what I mean? Isn't it great that I can look forward to a bag of chips so much?
Yeah, it's probably just, again, that probably still ties into the time thing. When you have freedom, when you have time, you know, you're not forced to, you don't have to go to work because bills need to be paid, blah, 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 whatever else.
All
right?
of that, yeah.
Now, once things slow down to the point where you've got time to actually take it all in, you probably do appreciate the smaller things.
Yeah, and you have to appreciate the smaller things because you finally got to a stage where you can do things like, oh, I finally get to travel the world. But I've just realised I couldn't be arsed, so I might. So I think I'll just. I'll have a sandwich and go to the bingo.
When it gets to the stage where appreciating the smaller things are, oh, I'll tell you something. It was great to be able to get out of bed today without the gout.
Yeah. Did you do your exercise today? I did. I went up and down the stairs 5 times.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Tell you, it's grand. And the big toe was feeling much better.
Much better.
And, I mean, that's been sore for 5 years.
I only went to the toilet 7 times last night. That's an improvement.
Last night I did an hour. I got that.
Eagle Eye Cherry saved tonight here at Classic Hits. 22.5 minutes past 8 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout. We should do a little roundup of them of what people are genuinely looking forward to about getting older. You know what I mean?
Definitely, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Stuff that maybe might not necessarily be on the list that you have there in front of you.
Yeah, I know, because it's quite a long list, but it sort of gets repetitive by default, if you know what I mean.
Let us know, just out of curiosity. 087-188-0008. What do you think? What do you think is going to be the absolute best part of getting older? PJ was just telling me off air there. The one thing that is definitely a negative in his mind is the amount of wee time. So, it's you know, people are looking forward to me time. Well, at the counteraction to that is that along with the me time becomes the wee time.
But that's all I do. Like, I've needed a wee. I've needed to go to the toilet for a wee, right? Since
you were 38.
Well, yeah, yeah. Well, since 2017. And anyway, right? Yes, it's about since about 2015 or so.
Yeah.
I need to go to the toilet. So I go to the toilet and I do me wee. And then I come back and I sit down and I need to go to the toilet. So I just hold on until it becomes more uncomfortable. But like it's a constant need to be going for a wee. And that's the only thing that's like upset me about the old, like, getting a bit older thing. Everything else is grand.
Aaron's been on to say, the fact I don't have to worry about what I need to be doing next and do what I want to do. That's it. The freedom thing, I think, is huge for people. I think not having obligations has got to be one of the best parts of getting older, I would have said.
I'm also looking forward to getting into clubs like, you know, the local lawn bowls and all that. I think there'd be great crack to be had in the local game of lawn bowls where you meet up with other lads and you'd be giving out about your hips and all. I'd say it'd be great crack.
Matty the trucker is just looking forward to not being Matty the trucker anymore and just being Matty.
Just being Matty.
Basically, he just wants to get out of the truck.
Yeah.
It's all he wants to do.
In fairness, so retirement is like a nice thing to look forward to if you can, isn't it?
Yeah. English Ian, God, he's very romantic. Look at this. I'm looking forward to getting old enough that the kids leave home. I thought it said so he could divorce to his wife. But he actually says so I can divorce my wife.
Oh my God.
There's a bit of a typo. There's a bit of a spelling issue.
I love the way you started that by saying, what an old romantic.
Well, that's, I thought it was, I was reading ahead and it's spelt kind of funny and, I thought it was divorce to his wife, but it's actually divorce, my wife.
Well, I'm glad that we publicly got the ball rolling for you on the radio.
Aoife says, being able to skip queues.
Oh,
I suppose, and not care about it. That's an old person's thing, is it? It's sorry, son, I'll just get in here.
Yeah, or
I might have been queuing
here. Yeah,
the
ones that just walk up the front anyway and just walk in. And I don't know. Your eyes can't be that bad.
Yeah, exactly.
There's 300 of us here.
Yeah.
You know. But I suppose you sort of probably feel like you're allowed or something.
Yeah,
I don't know what way that works.
Anyway, 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout. Yeah, Brittany, baby, one more time. Here are Classic Hits, almost 20 to 9. Heading towards the breakfast table quiz. And we've been corrected. Somebody spotted, some eagle-eared listener spotted that actually the score to beat is 12.
Yeah, so it's not 12 you need, it's 13 you need. Mm. So it is, it's a proper high score.
Apparently our player yesterday got 12, not 11.
Very good going, very good going.
But anyway, so 13 or more needed on the breakfast table quiz if you want to try and get yourself the exclusive PJ and Jim Classic Hits hoodie and, of course, the Classic Hits face mask as well. Also, just a quick reminder that after 9 o'clock this morning, Magic Mike has another little teaser up his sleeve for your chance to win a great break to the one of the Clayton hotels. So that's something to look forward to as well. A couple of things very quickly. We should update people as well on Bottom Watch.
Oh,
no,
yes.
No major developments.
There has been no major developments. There has been some minor developments.
Right.
In the form of...
No need for excessive graphic nature.
True,
you know what I mean?
There
we
has
are before
been,
the watershed.
Much like a weather forecast, there's been some wind and there's been...
I don't know how you're going to get a weather forecast out of this.
There's been some wind and some slight humidity, you would nearly say.
Right.
But we're getting there. We're getting there. I believe that it should all settle down to calm.
Yeah.
Before too long. Yeah.
Okay. Right. So there you go. That's the official update on Bottomwatch. Also, the other thing is we were trying to get in touch with Louis Walsh because we had a conversation earlier on where PJ is we were saying very similar in a physical form to Louis Walsh. Okay.
I mean,
this came out of the whole Chris Hemsworth playing Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Thing. And we were saying that you have an extraordinary facial similarity to the great man. But somebody else disagrees. Somebody thinks you're the absolute spitting image of Enda Kenny.
I see that as well, but I see Enda Kenny and Louis Walsh in the same sort of vein. I see the similarity with those two as well.
So you're like a troika.
I'm a hybrid.
Three of you are like brothers from... And all Mayo men.
And all... Stop that! Yes, okay, Grant. You didn't have to...
Anyway,
he tells me not to be graphic about Bottomwatch, and then he goes and calls people Mayo men on radio without so much as a care in the world.
How's the accent coming? Because we're trying to get him to maybe so that he could impersonate. We could make a few quid out of him if he could actually do the voice.
Yeah, I'm not very good.
Is it getting any better?
No, I'm trying.
Okay, try this.
I think there was too many changes on the show. I think Dermot was gone.
I think there was too many changes on the show. I mean, Dermot was gone.
I think there was too many changes on the show. I think Dermot was gone.
Something missing.
I was gone.
That's actually okay.
Dermot's gone.
Let's just focus on that bit there now. Try.
I was gone.
Dermot's gone. There's too many changes on the show.
What do you think? You're starting to get impressed,
Michael.
I tell you,
he's getting there.
I'm working on this.
We can work on this. We may still make a few bob out of you. Yes, what else have I got for you?
Sharon wasn't there. It just was a different show.
I'm getting there.
It's a start.
I was gone. It just was a different show.
Sharon wasn't there. It just was a different show.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Bit down on the end.
It just was a different show.
It just was a different show.
We're getting closer. We can work on this. There's money to be made out of you, yes.
Why am I trying to turn myself into full Mayo anyway? What's the purpose of this?
Just for
ridicule.
Yeah. Now, of course,
so I can play him in a movie.
Exactly.
I can play Louis Walsh. I'll be in the biopic of Louis Walsh.
That's it. Always just thinking of you, buddy. Always,
you know what we said? What was that we said about
actually, on that basis, we should, in case there's ever a political movie made, we should get... You better perfect your Enda Kenny as well.
But Enda was more like, hey, wasn't he? And it was like an echo... And it was like Louis Echo. I was there. It was just...
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm
not really. I'm way off the mark again, aren't I? I'm way off the mark.
I think we need to go back to the Louis, maybe.
Can we just do Ronan all the time? I think that'd be better.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You know what you're talking about? You're getting a bit older and your aspirations and dreams change.
Yeah.
I never imagined that suddenly I'd be like painting myself to be the person that plays Louis Walsh in his biopic, to be quite honest with you.
What's extraordinary is that your impersonation of Louis Walsh seems to have struck a chord. Like, literally, a string of texts or WhatsApps have all come in going, oh, my God, Donald Trump is on the show.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
Yeah, back by popular demand, the prize this week. Everybody wants to get their hands on one of these. It is an exclusive PJ and Jim Classic Hits hoodie, courtesy of our good friends at jackandjade.com in Kildare. They do all the embroidery and printing and just about every blooming thing. jackandjade.com, of course, if you want to check them out for yourself. But not only the exclusive PJ and Jim Classic Hits hoodie, also the Classic Hits face mask, which everybody says they wanted as well.
And just to put things straight, we gave you a little bit of fake news, as Louis Walsh would say earlier on, when we said the score to beat was 11. It's actually 12, so 13 or more, which is a really big score we're looking for during the week, is the challenge for Dan Keegan, who's on now. How are you, Dan?
How are you getting on, lad? Top of morning to you.
And to you, sir. Whereabouts are you in the world?
I'm on Merrion Row on a roof.
On a roof in Merrion Row?
I'm hiding, I am.
All right. Are you safe, is the first question.
I think so, Pete. I think it'll be
all right. Yeah, yeah. So, as long as there's no sudden gusts, be okay.
It's just the only people I've ever known to hide on roofs have been burglars. So I'm just checking that that's not the case.
Nothing to see here.
PJ.
Yeah.
I think you have real star quality. I really, really do.
You think which?
I'm real star quality like Louis Walsh would say.
Oh, yeah, real star quality. Of course you do. Of course you do. Oh, this is going to be great. We should give him a judgment at the end now, depending on how well he goes.
Absolutely. You could do your Louis Walsh on him all over the place. So listen, Dan, okay. The story for you is we need 13, unlucky for some. It'd be lucky for you if you can get it, 13 or more, and the goodies can be yours. So you're ready to give it a bash?
Well, give it a go, lads. Give it a go.
Best of luck, man. Here we go.
In what sport does a sticky wicket refer to a difficult situation?
Pass.
Cricket. A young cat is referred to as what?
A kitten.
What is the capital city of Cuba?
Pass.
Havana. Which male actor co-starred with Tom Cruise and Jerry Maguire?
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh, Cuba Gooding Jr. A female deer is referred to as what?
Pass.
A doe. What island in the Pacific Ocean is celebrated for its mysterious stone heads?
Pass.
Easter Island. Seismology is the study of what natural phenomenon?
Science.
Earthquakes. What 80s group had a hit in 1993 with Ordinary World?
I haven't a clue.
Duran Duran. Tara Street and Connolly are railway stations in what Irish city?
Dublin.
What is the title of the first official James Bond movie released in 1962?
Oh, but I don't know.
It is. The dingo is a wild member of what animal family?
The dog.
That's the one. Yes,
that was the one.
We threw some difficult ones at you. Unfortunately, my friend, not good enough today. There's the worst good impression.
Why don't you do Louis Walsh?
I thought that.
I'll
leave that to TJ. Look at that. I know. Yeah, jeepers. I think it's safe to say, Alan, I'm the big failure this morning.
Listen, Dan, stay safe on that roof there, will you? And thanks for having a bash, man.
Bye.
Oh, see you, Dan. Sorry, cheers. Take care of yourself. Get down safely.
There you go. Dan Keegan giving it a bash. Not good enough to beat yesterday's contestant, Alan Graney, who had that score of 12. So that's what's going to remain. Dan, by the way, just for curiosity, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct answers.
Yeah.
I didn't want to tell him his actual score while he was on the roof.
In case, I know.
I mean, I didn't want him getting depressed or anything.
You're dead right. And at least it's not the truth. At least we don't have to like decide and make votes if he's going to get in or not. X Factor style.
So there it is. Still a score of 12 to beat if you want to get your hands on the exclusive Classic Hits PJ and Jim hoodie and the face mask as well. That's our prize on the Breakfast Table quiz this week. It's going to take at least 13.